Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. And I would say here at the farm, we have been having a business meeting all morning.
Yeah, we hadn't planned that, but I think it was a result of both of us finally realizing, you know, maybe we need to talk to each other about what we're doing instead of as a business, and instead of just going about and doing our own thing. And we're totally different personalities. I'm very random, spontaneous, and you kind of have to rein that in sometimes.
Well, you're definitely the visionary, and then my brain immediately goes to process and detail and format.
And someone needs to do that, but I totally get bored with that.
But you really excel in that visionary piece that I miss, the big picture.
Well, I don't know about that, but I think that's always been my role in my profession for years. I mean, for years and years and years, that's kind of what I did. I built new programs and it was up to other people to figure out the details. You know, I'm just the brains here.
There you go.
Not really.
But what was happening is we were both doing those pieces and not really putting them together in a coordinated effort.
Right.
And we just kind
of... So I was getting frustrated, to be totally honest, too. Because I felt like, you know, every time I'd have this sometimes kind of wild idea, I mean, you know, like the whole burlap underwear, I guess maybe that wasn't the best idea, but...
You wanted to say brilliant ideas right there.
Yeah, I mean...
And I agree.
Yeah, but, you know, some of those things I have to, you know, process, but in my processing and your processing with the details of it, a lot of times I feel like, you know, when I throw out some of these ideas, you immediately jump to, how are we going to do that?
Right.
I don't want to hear that, to be honest. It's like, okay, let's just talk about, you know, possibilities. But, you know, so for me, I took that as, no, you know, that's not possible. Well, clearly we're not going to do burlap underwear. I know it's a great idea and people just aren't ready for it yet. So we'll put that on the back burner.
Right. And hopefully burn up all that burlap.
Oh, burning.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, we have digressed already. That's what happens to us. Maybe we shouldn't be left alone on the farm too long.
Right. Where's our advisors when we need them? Help.
Help, help. So all of that to say, we have decided on some tweaks, both in our process and our implementation of where we're going forward, particularly in the area of course building. And that's an area that we really, you know, we've put out there. We have several people interested. And
which I'm excited about that part.
Oh, absolutely.
That's very cool. I'm really, and we don't know most of them.
I know.
That's super cool.
That was
too.
The cool thing. And we definitely want to deliver to those of you who are interested in that something that will help you. But we've had to step back and think about really the format and the content of what we can deliver and what works for us, what works for you. So,
and we've literally been stuck in that.
We absolutely
have
been
stuck. I mean,
I would
sit down with all the course information and start some research, which I like that. But then I would just like stare at the screen.
Well,
and it was stuck. It just wasn't working.
And I think for you, it was a matter of that history of building a college level in-depth 15-week course,
right.
And that wasn't really matching up with what your heart was saying to deliver to people who are interested in what we do.
Sure. And yeah, that I think that was it.
So what we're going to do now, our next step, is we still want to honor what we have committed to in terms of providing information to those of you who indicated you were interested. You will be receiving an email with a survey, so we please ask, it'll be very short, very to the point, about what it is that you want to learn from us and what is the best format for you to receive that information. And if that is something you hadn't signed up for yet, but you're interested, I'll have a link to that. You can, there's still time. You can still sign up. And then we'll be building that and providing more information about what's available and what you can get from us. So that's the direction we're headed in terms of courses, which I have in air quotes because it's not going to be a course like a traditional course, even those that you see online now. It's not going to be that, but we are going to share our information in a consumable way.
And I think that's one of the things that as a business that we have always wanted to do. We've done a number of workshops and trainings, and one of the things that we want to do, and we, you know, as we talked about this morning, is we didn't really know what we were doing when we started this. And we really, you know, we haven't had a lot of outside support. You know, we're financing it, you know, so we've really kind of created this through trial and error. And one of the things that we want to help others do is how can you create the same type of business if that's what you're interested in doing? And we think we have a good thing really here.
Oh, really? That was one of the things that we talked about this morning, is just our love of this land and this life that we're building. It's phenomenal.
And we want others to experience that.
Absolutely.
And maybe not fall in some of the pitfalls that we have. And I think that's where we can be more helpful to people, and to also focus on what our personal strengths are. Because I don't have the same strengths that you do.
But really, those are complementary.
Yeah, and but we haven't been using them that way always. And when we have used them that way, things work much better.
And watch out, world. Because some great things are going to come out of Five Feline Farm.
That's right. So we will continue to do it. We're just going to do it differently because it's become, I think for both of us, really, I can't really speak for you, but I think for both of us, we've just kind of been stuck feeling like we're doing something just because everybody else does it, but we don't really want to.
Right. So more to come on that. And really, I'm renewed and excited.
Oh, I am too. Yeah, definitely. So I am excited about it again. And, you know, the wheels are turning, so get ready.
Mercy me.
You know, you never know what it might create next.
Mercy me. We'd also like to give a shout out and thank you. And, you know, we haven't even done a cowbell lately.
No,
so
we need to.
So some cowbell for all of you who ordered English muffins this past week, ordered all of our other products. We had people pick up on Friday afternoon. We did a delivery Saturday morning. And we had some online orders that we sent out through the mail. So cowbell for all the customers.
So thanks again. We appreciate your continued support. And I think we're set for the year. This is how we're going to do it. Friday is pickup at the farm. Saturday will be the carrot mobile around town and, you know, within a 10-mile radius or so. You know, we will go outside that a little bit, and we have. And always, we are always open online.
And we've set up free shipping if you order more than $5 worth of product. Free shipping through the rest of the year. That, I think, is a bonus, because I know when I shop online, I totally look for free
shipping.
Especially
this time of year, we're doing a lot of shopping online just with the current conditions, and the free shipping is definitely a choice that I look for.
Oh, me too. And this is the time to think about your Christmas shopping. No matter what, you can still get our products online.
That's right.
And do your Christmas shopping with small businesses.
We talked a little bit about last week, some of the struggles we've had with outreach, and, you know, we just can't pay for billboards or, you know, TV
Well, and we've even discovered that Facebook is really pushing small businesses into buying ads.
Right.
And that's not where we want to invest. So we're looking for other ways to build and grow, and asking that if you see this podcast in your social media or any of our other posts, please share them. That is a great way for you to be part of this and help get the word out.
Yes, you can share a post, like a post, make a comment, you know, and those things don't really cost anything.
Right, just a smidgen of your time.
Yeah, and for other businesses, for other small businesses, do the same thing. Give them a little shout out or, you know, something so that their name gets out there, because I would expect that other businesses are feeling the same kind of pressure or change, at least from social media, specifically, I think from Facebook and Instagram, we're seeing it more where, you know, and I understand that they want to make money, but the small businesses right now don't have a big advertising budget.
Well,
so you,
right.
If you can help share that and spread the word for businesses, that would be fantastic.
So take a look around your local area and those businesses that you frequent, whether it's a restaurant, you're picking up food.
Or like this week, we went to pick out our tree yesterday.
Yes.
We picked out our Christmas tree. If you go to a Christmas tree farm or anywhere like that, give them a shout out. Take a picture while you're there. Post it. There's all kinds of things that you can do for free. And help those businesses out right now, because as we know, this week will be a busy shopping time.
And a special shout out to Hager Tree Farm, which is where we got our Christmas tree and wreath for the front door.
Oh, beautiful wreath. And the
beautiful
tree is perfect.
It is absolutely perfect. So if you're in the Charleston, Illinois area or within driving distance, you know, like Maine, you should come here to Hager Tree Farm.
There's lots of good tree farms, but Hager is where we always go, and they're friends of ours. And it was fun to go there
it
yesterday.
It was so
and
cool.
And we saw people that we knew.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, it was so great.
We kept trying to leave. And just as we get in the truck and start to back out, there would be other people
yes.
arriving, friends. And we were like, oh, so we'd get out and stop and talk from a distance. We were all masked. And it was just so nice to see people and their faces.
It was. And I realized how much I miss people.
Oh, me too. So anyway, just give your local small business some love this holiday season.
Yes, we have Black Friday, which I think a lot of places have extended that to like Black November. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's that. We have Small Business Saturday. So shop the small businesses, which is this upcoming Saturday, which I think is the 28th of November. And, you know, just try to give a little love, like you said, to those small businesses right now and help them out a little.
So this weekend, we'll be featuring scones as our baked item from the kitchen. And we are offering a couple of new flavors this week.
Yeah.
So don't overstuff on Thursday.
That's right.
Think about scones.
They do freeze well, though.
They do. Pick them up on Friday or delivery on Saturday morning. Unfortunately, that's something that we can't ship. But if you're in our local area or coming through here, order up some scones. We will have chocolate chip pecan.
Brand new flavor.
Cherry walnut, mocha, and a new savory scone called Everything.
Yeah.
If you've ever had an Everything bagel, this is those same flavors in a scone. We tried it. It was good.
Oh my gosh, it's very good.
And not only are we featuring those scone flavors, but we also wanted to mention one of our original products.
Yeah, our very first product was Beak Balm, which we will talk more about that. But that's our version of lip balm. We start with beeswax, sweet almond oil, and vitamin E oil, and the original one has our honey in it.
Those are phenomenal. I use it every day. all natural, no preservatives.
Make great stocking stuffers.
Excellent stocking stuffers. So those are available in our store, and watch our social media and emails over the next week. We'll be telling you more about Beak Balm.
It has a story, like everything at Five Feline.
That's right. So stay tuned for that.
That's right. So here we go again. We feel renewed, refreshed, and excited about the future at Feline Farm. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.